Good morning. It's The Takeaway, and there were actually a lot of takeaways from President Obama's Oval Office speech last night, his first.
I've seen empty docks and restaurants with fewer customers, even in areas where the beaches are not yet affected. I talked to owners of shops and hotels who wonder when the tourists might start coming back. The sadness and the anger they feel is not just about the money they've lost. It's about a wrenching anxiety that their way of life may be lost.
But as the president spoke, the oil was still gushing into the Gulf, perhaps as much as 2.5 million gallons a day. So during an 18-minute speech, that means about 30,000 gallons may have leaked into the Gulf while the president was speaking. An Associated Press poll shows 52% of Americans disapprove of the president's handling of this crisis. We're joined now by Francis Coleman, editorial page editor of the Mobile Press Register in Alabama, and Tim Kant, mayor of Fairhope, Alabama. Welcome back to the program, both of you.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Francis, I wanted to go to you, and it has been nearly 60 days since this began. We've seen the country's opinion of the president's handling of the Gulf oil spill deteriorate, and I'm wondering, what is your opinion there from the Gulf Coast of how the White House is handling BP and the oil spill?
I think my overall opinion is that they're doing fairly well. There's a lot happening and a lot of it good, but there's also so much frustration, and there's a fear, I think, down here that the federal government will be very intensely interested for 6 months, maybe a year, and then move on to something else. And again, as after Katrina, we'll be left here without a lot of solutions and without a lot of help.
Well, were there specific things you were hoping to hear from the president last night that you did or did not hear?
I did hope, like most folks, that we would hear some more specifics about how they will hand off the claims process to a third party. But I think we'll hear those specifics pretty quickly this week. I like the fact, I think a lot of people like the fact, that he pledged to restore the Gulf from not just this disaster, but Katrina and Rita and a lot of other environmental abuses that we've suffered.
You think he can do that, Francis? You think he's capable of doing that?
I hope so. I mean, I just hope so.
Well, I wanted to ask you, he certainly turned in that 18 minutes, he turned from talking about the Gulf oil crisis to really focusing on clean energy. I wanted to play for you a little clip of what he had to say.
After all, oil is a finite resource. We consume more than 20% of the world's oil, but have less than 2% of the world's oil reserves. And that's part of the reason oil companies are drilling a mile beneath the surface of the ocean, because we're running out of places to drill on land and in shallow water.
Francis Coleman, what do you think about this turn towards clean energy? Do you feel that, as some do, especially on the Republican side, that this is a political ploy to push the clean energy bill?
I hope not, and I'm fairly trusting of the president. Heck, I voted for him, so I'm going to stick with this dog all the way through the race. But, yes, there is some suspicion here. I heard it last night from people saying, oh, God, he's just using this opportunity, shall we say, to promote cap and trade and promote his energy policy. But, of course, this is part of an overall energy issue, so you would expect him to promote some sort of different and better energy policy.
Okay, that's Francis Coleman of the Mobile Press Register in Alabama. And Tim Kant, mayor of Fairhope, Alabama, what do you think about this turn during his speech toward clean energy?
Well, I think it complicated the real true issues that we're dealing with right now, which is the cleanup and stopping the oil, and then move on to recovery and restoration. I think he could have waited on part three and maybe not gone in as much detail, maybe talking about the safety and the better information, because I think we do need a clean energy bill, but I believe I didn't believe it needed to complicate the issue so we can all start working together as one nation to solve this oil crisis.
When you spoke with us before, you said there have been problems with communication on your end or many places in the Gulf Coast, but that you did feel like there'd been an improvement from the White House in terms of responding to your calls for help and other people there. Do you think that's still true?
It is, and very much so. And I think when the president was down here, by taking the time he did, He actually felt and understood the people when he went to the restaurants and sat and had lunch with them or had dinner with them. I think when you understand what our way of life is, that goes a long ways of understanding what's at stake. And once you can see that, you can put a plan in place.
Well, this is a question for both Francis Coleman and Tim Kant. What the kind of sense that I'm getting from you of your view of the president and his speech last night and his handling of the crisis, that appears to be different than this Associated Press poll showing 50% of disapproval across the country. What do you think about that? Do you think that the president is to blame for what's been going on, but the fact that the oil is still pumping? Tim, let me start with you.
Well, personally, I think this plan should have came in place about 6 weeks ago. The first couple of weeks, there was a lot of confusion. But now he's on the right track, I believe. And the biggest part of the speech that I liked the most, that he appointed former Governor Mavis of Mississippi to help with recovery and restoration to make sure our people get these claims taken care of, because he understands the economy and what we're about down here. He's from Mississippi
and
he's the Gulf Coast.
And he's Secretary of Navy. He's got an armada to at his disposal.
That was the one positive thing I felt the best about.
Francis Coleman, do you feel a disconnect between this nationwide disapproval of the handling of the crisis and how you're feeling?
It is an interesting thing politically to observe, and I know President Bush went through the same thing with Katrina, this expectation that one man can be responsible for everything involved in this crisis. So there's a little bit of a disconnect. I agree with Tim that when the president came here, I think he really got it, and a lot of people got a sense that he does understand now what's at stake. I thought one other interesting observation toward the end is he struck a theme, sort of a spiritual theme, that I think will resonate down here because this is the Bible Belt, and we talk about very freely and easily our spiritual beliefs, and he talked about, you know, turning to our Creator to help us through this. This is very impressive to me.
Francis Coleman, editorial page editor of the Mobile Press Register, and Tim Kant, mayor of Fairhope, Alabama. They are their reactions to the president's address last night. We're looking for your reactions to the president's speech. Give us your review of the speech in 6 words, maybe less, maybe a little bit more, but give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE. You can also text the word TAKE to 69866. What did you think about what he said?
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.